Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
RC Davis here with you in the inside of Chase Center following the Valkyries' tough 91-89 loss in Phoenix. No all-star Gabby Williams out with what they call reconditioning before fouling out Kyler Charles, stepping in and stepping up for Gabby with 10 points and 10 rebounds. Kevin?
Yeah, this one stings the soul, RC.
Yeah.
You mentioned it, and no Gabby Williams tonight. I feel like Gabby plays this game, they probably win. But obviously, you want to be cautious. It's a marathon, not a sprint. They likely aren't going to be dealing with Mercury from a tiebreaker perspective. If you are to lose a game, I mean, obviously you'd rather not. But I don't think this one's going to necessarily hurt from like that kind of perspective. But you are in a real heated battle for the number two seed. And from that perspective, it hurts. And it's also, it's two losses in a row, right? Like, you don't want to get on a losing skid. I wouldn't say the Valkyries had this game because like, they lost the lead early in the fourth quarter. But you're up 13 in the second half. And then, really, just Alyssa Thomas and Kalia Copper just decided they were the two best players out there. And then DeWanna Bonner turned back the clock, 17 points, 10 rebounds. Not that she's had, like, a bad season this year. She's still averaging 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, basically. But career low in scoring for DeWanna Bonner. But she was great tonight. And yeah, it's just frustrating. It's a place you've never won before.
Right.
And even though it's only three games that they've played in Phoenix. But, yeah, this is gonna one you're going to think about for sure, and you're going to really want to get back out on the court, take out that frustration on Toronto on Sunday.
Back-to-back with the tempo in town. You know, we mentioned Charles fouling out. Also fouling out was Xander Lissini, who finished with 16 points and three swipes. She showed up tonight.
Yeah, and that was a huge foul. Now, Kyla fouled out late, like, and she fouled out on purpose, basically. She fouled out, like, giving a foul to put Phoenix at the line. Losing Chechi there earlier in the fourth quarter did not help matters. She had a great second quarter to help kind of turn the tide of this game and finished with 16. And yeah, they could have used her shooting down the stretch of this game, and she just wasn't out there. I think she fouled out at the 154 mark, if I remember correctly. So would have been nice to have her as an option down the stretch for sure.
I did like Nikasi keeping her in the game, though, at that juncture.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at that point, you got to give yourself the best chance to win. And look, she was a plus 11 in her 23 minutes. And it was the 17 minutes she wasn't on the court that were the problem for the Valkyries.
You know, single digits in turnovers, Natalie Nicasio will take that anytime. But it was that ninth and final turnover that proved to be the backbreaker as Hayes' cross-court pass sailed out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, that pass didn't have much of a chance, but that internal clock, you got 5 seconds to get that thing off. You do not have a lifeline, if you will. They were out of timeouts.
How many times did you see a cross-court pass successful?
Yeah, I mean, especially not that one where, like, Salon's having to leap up. Like, at that point, I think Hayes just had to get it in. It's like, I'd rather have that turnover than a 5 second violation and not attempt to get the ball in at all. But, yeah, that was the one that did the Valkyries in. And, you just think about the free throws there. Salon, look, going 3 of 3 from the foul line situation is not easy. And, you know, there were some subs. You sub in players at the free throw line before the last free throw taken. So she had a little more time to think about that third free throw as Phoenix made some subs. And just couldn't hit it. And remember, Veronica Burton was in that situation. They were down two. Burton gets fouled like 10 seconds ago in Las Vegas, hits the first, misses the second. That was a game they eventually lost 84-79, I want to say. This one of the most stinging losses of last year was in Phoenix, too, when Lexi Hell dropped 24 on them. The Valkyries kind of blew a second-half lead. I think they were up 9 in the second half of that one. They're up 13 in the third quarter of this game. But really it was the end of the third quarter that allowed Phoenix to get back into this. It was 64-51, and then Phoenix goes on a 9-0 run, had a hard luck bucket in favor of Phoenix, where it looked like they were going to turn over, just landed in the lap of Copper to lay it in. Then Hayes did get that bucket at the end of the third quarter to extend the tide a little bit, but really Phoenix had worked themselves back in the game, and that's kind of where I think they derived the belief that they were going to win this game.
57 total fouls.
IRC. That's a 1.425 fouls per minute.
You know, they say in the NBA they're not sending this to Springfield.
Yeah.
I don't know where the WNBA Hall of Fame is going to be, but they're not sending it there.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, this is 62 free throw attempts, 57 fouls. The game, I think, took 2 hours and 28 minutes. It's a 40-minute game, by the way, not 48 minutes. 228. And, I mean, obviously, national TV game, so the breaks are like 15 seconds longer, I think. So, you know, you multiply that by, what, 8 or whatever, that makes up for 2 minutes. But, yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, I wouldn't say that there were bad calls in this game. It was a physical game. And,
no,
like,
you brought it up earlier, and you compared it to the college game. All of a sudden, when there's not so many calls on one end, all of a sudden there seems to be a bunch of calls on the other end to make up for it.
Yeah, I felt that. I forget which quarter. It was either second or third quarter
late
where
second.
I really – yes, late second. You're right. But I'd say in general, like, I don't have beef with the calls that were made. Like,
just be consistent. It's what we always want.
Yeah, I don't think the Valkyries got jobbed here. This isn't the Montreal screw job for you wrestling fans in 1997 Survivor Series when Owen Hart got screwed over in a match against Shawn Michaels.
I got nothing for you.
This isn't, you know, I mentioned 2002 Western Conference Finals Game 6. It's not that. But, yeah, it's just frustrating when you look at one team shooting 43 free throws and the other one shooting 19. That said, I don't really have a beef with any of the 43 free throws that Phoenix shot. I think it was correctly called. It's just it's frustrating when there are this many stops in a game and there's 57 fouls in 40 minutes. Like, yikes. But, hey, I mean, I'd say most of them were warranted, the vast majority of them.
Simply put, Alyssa Thomas is an absolute monster.
Absolutely. 25 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 10 of 14 from the field, and she took this game over. I know Ka Copper led the way with 27, but Alyssa Thomas, in her 13th season at 34 years old, played 38 minutes tonight. She played 38, Copper played 34, Bonner played 34. Like Nate Tibbetts could not take them off the floor. Those three were that good. And they rode their stars tonight, no doubt about it. And it worked out for them for sure. You just got to tip your cap if you're Golden State, but that is a frustrating one. Alyssa Thomas, this is not the first time she has done the Valkyries in. I remember, if you remember the July 14th, 2025 game last year, hit the game-winning free throw with a second left, got all sorts of room before dropping in. I think it was like 76-75 or something like that, the final for that one. And had an overall just really good game. So Thomas has done this to Golden State before. She's a bit of a nemesis to the Valkyries like Courtney Williams is. I mean, Asia Wilson's a nemesis to everyone, so that doesn't really count. But, I mean, Alyssa Thomas, again, I was shocked when she was not named an All-Star.
Like, oh, me too.
Her numbers were All-Star starter worthy. And so for her to not make the All-Star game at all, but she's going to make an All-WNBA team, I think. Even like, especially if Phoenix gets on a roll. Like, I'm looking at if Washington, Portland, Toronto, Los Angeles, and Phoenix were all even, like, I would give, I mean, talent-wise, I'd give Los Angeles the nod. But then Phoenix would be second. Now, they're 5 games out and 6 back in the loss column of Washington. So they got a long way to go. But if they go 11-4 the rest of the way, I think 500 is going to give you a chance to make the playoffs.
Amir played well off the bench, but inside is where the Mercury got it done, outscoring Golden State in the paint 40-38.
And they were, 10 of 11 in the paint in the fourth quarter?
Yes.
Allen Brown, that was the stat. So, yeah, and it's basically just Alyssa Thomas lowering her shoulder, saying, get out the way, bulldozing her way to the bucket, and it's unstoppable.
A little chippy game, too.
Yeah, that's why we had 57 fouls. We had the Maryland double technical crime Kyla Charles and Alyssa Thomas going back and forth there. I mean, I guess I'm supposed to take a Valkyrie, but I'm going to take Alyssa Thomas. So she was the best player on the floor tonight. Hayes, left wing, directing traffic. A pick from Ami here. Off to Chen, right wing. Now Salon catches, fires, right wing, three. Magnifique! 61-48. It's Excepcional Janelle from downtown. Largest lead of the game for the Valkyries at 13. They led by 12 at the half.
Next up for Golden State, back home for 3 days off before facing the tempo for back-to-back home games starting Sunday at 5:30 on 95.7 The Game, the Golden State app, the Odyssey app. Search Valkyries